Quinn, we've talked about the three-point shooting in previous preseason games, and this tonight you guys did get more shots from beyond the arc. Was there anything going on there, or just kind of the personnel you guys had on the floor? And they had it on the floor, too.
Yeah, no, I think it's been, you know, we've talked about it. Like I said, I don't want us to force things. But I think we did a better job of moving the ball, making the extra pass. And as a result, those shots were more open, and we took them. And you got to take them in order to make them. And I think we hit a few more early, missed a few as we got tired. But for the most part, I'm pleased that we shot them.
Coach, without their big three, what can you take away from this game? And do you wish they had played?
I mean, we're in the same position they're in. We play them again soon. And sometimes it's good for, you know, other guys to have an opportunity to play. You know, we've got some guys that are kind of finding their way collectively. And so it both ways. I mean, they'll play soon enough. So you never want to, like, say, I wish Chris Paul played, because he's pretty good. that said, I think, you know, they had a good team out there. They had really good players, you know, NBA players. And it's the same team that kicked our tail last year at the end of the year. So with, you know, quite a few of those same guys. So, you know, I think just like it was for them, you know, you try to make this game about you no matter who's playing. And I was pleased, you know, with how we moved the ball, and I thought we really tried to guard.
With the injuries that you have, to especially your three starters, it's given your reserves more of a chance to play. Are you pretty pleased with how that backup unit is coming together and showing so far?
Yeah, I think the important thing is, you know, those guys are older veteran players that normally you wouldn't anticipate playing heavy minutes in preseason, and I don't think we're doing that. You know, we're conscious of it, and I think they're playing enough minutes to kind of get a comfort level with one another. Now, you know, integrating that back in with other guys is another thing. You'd like to have that process taking place with everybody. That's not the case, and we're doing everything we can to you know, to make this situation work for us, and hopefully work for us longer term, and that's part of it. You know, guys are getting to play and in important times of the game, and for George and Boris and Joe, that's what they're going to be doing during the year too. So whether they're starting and playing the first 6 minutes or playing the second 6 minutes or playing the last 6 minutes of the game, you know, they're going to be very, very important to us at crucial times, and we're going to rely on them.
Coach, team high in minutes for Dante, lot to do late in the game. What did you think of his play? And at this time, is it just as important to see sort of how his physical endurance is holding up just as much as any other skill element?
Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I think there's times when he's off the ball, you know, where he, you know, he can drift like a lot of people. But, you know, I took him out for a stretch because I thought he was tired and I knew I wanted to put him back in and make him play the point exclusively. And I think he did a really good job of that. Clearly, he did get tired. You know, a lot of guys would play in as many minutes consecutively as he did. But I thought he kept attacking, and I thought he kept playing hard. So, you know, it's going to be a process with him, and there's times he's not going to like me. And I think he knows we want, you know, we're going to push him, and, you know, he's committed, you know, and that's the most important thing. I'm going to coach him hard, and he's playing hard. He's doing everything, you know, that he can do, and we're just going to keep pushing him, and he's going to keep pushing himself, and he's going to keep getting better.
How do you assess George's performance and play so far, especially trying to acclimate with so many guys out?
He's such an unselfish player, and I think he's so conscious of leading and running a team and doing all the things that, you know, a point guard needs to do, that there's times when I'd like him to be more aggressive. I think, you know, we've talked about that. I thought he got more aggressive tonight, and it showed in the third quarter. You know, I want him to attack. I want him to shoot. And he knows that. Some of it, you know, trying to get other people involved. He probably started in early October with Gordon and Rodney and those guys thinking, you know, I'm going to distribute. And right now, you know, we need, and we will periodically as well, we need him to score. And he's capable of doing that. And, I think he's been very, very good on a lot of levels.